Hello, everyone, and welcome to what might possibly be the last Yoshi cast recorded in Alaska. With me is Bo.
Your boy Wonder.
My boy Wonder. I rarely let boy Wonder drive, but you know.
I got my license and everything.
You do. Big kid now.
So you're moving. How is packing going?
In one sense, it's done. So the movers came today. They packed up our house. They did an impressive job about it, honestly. I was expecting, like, the cliche commercial with them dropping shit and breaking it, but no, they kind of...
Don't they have to pay for everything they break?
They pay, I think if they break something by default, they owe you 60 cents per pound. Oh. But I'm under the belief of an unresearched theory that my auto and renter's insurance would cover what they don't cover.
But not necessarily like your TV, though.
Yeah, but we sold the TV.
Oh, you sold
the
TV. Yeah,
no,
right.
Go down south and get a real television.
Half the price, twice the size.
Right. Literally, that's what I found out when I was at Costco last week, was I could have gotten twice the TV for half what I paid for my existing. But all the stuff that I give a shit about, collectibles and my little black book, if you will, everything's in my office. And just put those on the car and on the ferry.
And get the F out.
Getting the F out.
Are you going to see Batman versus Superman before you leave?
It's a good question. I'd like to. I'd like to see it with you.
I'm pretty much free all week, bro.
When does it come out? Thursday, Friday?
Probably a Thursday. Not a Wednesday release.
I'd
be surprised if they didn't try some snaky shit like that to be the biggest weekend box office.
Right.
And it's spring break, so all the kids are free.
God, that's going to be our worst movie experience ever.
Yeah.
Our worst fear is that the Juno Cinema is filled because people don't understand manners or politeness.
Yeah. Try and see.
Yeah.
See like a daytime weekend. Oh, wait, you're leaving on Sunday?
Tuesday.
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 Same fucking thing.
Yeah. So, because this podcast is all about me.
Yes.
What are you going to miss most after I'm gone?
Your left hand.
Oh. Because it's just slightly less swollen than my right.
It's just smoother because you don't use as much.
Right.
So you don't need as much lotion on that one.
Right.
Your sweet hats. Your delicious beard. Your wife's tatas.
They are ginormous.
Not gonna lie. I've seen them.
Feel a little drained, a little tired. It's stressful dealing with movers.
Yeah. Pretty big move.
It's not stressful dealing with movers. It's stressful dealing with my mother, who's trying to deal with movers for some reason.
She seemed happy.
Because it's done.
Okay. So
but the whole time.
She's been pretty bitchy until now.
Yeah, I mean, they left at 5 yesterday, and she passed out from just stress. Like, Yusuf, do you know that it's here? Like, no, I don't know that that's there, but they'll pack it, and I'll find it when I get back to Washington.
So, the important question.
Yes, sir.
How long after you unpack in Bellingham do you expect to be online GTA?
So,
I give you a week and then you're dead to me.
Okay. Well, I think our shit arrives April 18th. But that shouldn't matter because I'm taking the PlayStation in the car. So.
And you'll need a new TV.
And I'll need a new TV.
And internet.
And internet.
Although it shouldn't be as hard there.
No.
Unless
and
it's
it should be, what's the word? Faster.
You probably can look at the Alaskan internet as it gets to Seattle.
Yeah.
And becomes the real internet.
I did read, I'm really stoked about this, but I did read they are building a Whole Foods this year will be built in Bellingham.
Plus, in Bellingham, you'll have roads.
I'll have roads.
That you can drive from one city to the other.
That's right.
And go to stores in other cities.
That's right. I have an IMAX. I have access to an IMAX.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking... Bo, if there's ever, like, an epic movie, you know, if we're ever blessed with a re-release of Gem in the movie theater, I think you should fly down and we should see it in a real theater.
And then bitch about it.
I'll pay for your IMAX ticket so we can bitch about it.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, right. It'd be like $14, dude. Don't knock it.
I mean, just $1,000 to get there, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, if...
Delta
stays, shit, it might not be, dude.
It's true.
You might have a couple of years of this blissful, low-price, fucking price war shit going on.
Yeah. They did it before, though, and then Alaska Airlines choked them out.
Yeah.
And then the prices tripled the next day.
So nice of them. Although I think, at least I'm under the impression currently that there's enough people pissed at Alaska Airlines in general in Juneau that they will take Delta even though it's a substandard
experience. Delta. And Delta doesn't fly Alaska very well.
Yeah.
Their cancellations in and out of Juneau are...
Well, that's what I was applying for.
Massive.
That's what I was applying because the weather and shit, there's so many variables.
I haven't bought an Alaska Airlines ticket 15 years. I have the Alaska Airlines credit card. I just buy free tickets.
Just 2 miles, right?
Yeah. But I only leave town like every other year.
So that's one way of saying, you know, we're not getting as screwed over by Alaska as everybody else. I plan on using my miles to do the whole TF cons this year.
Nice. Shit, you can hop in a car and get there.
Yep. Well, I'm not driving to fucking Chicago. I'm not driving to fucking Toronto.
I've driven to Chicago from Seattle.
Well, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying I won't do it.
Chicago is literally the worst traffic in all of the United States that I encountered. But it's possible.
Fucking toll roads.
Well, it was crazy 7-lane overpasses that 3 lanes will just disappear on your right and left. And
I've got the
Alaskan boy not used to that. It's scary.
I've kind of had an epiphany over the last week. I've been thinking about Uber and Tesla and flying. And it's like, I think there's been a shift or I just haven't thought about it like this long enough. But Uber is not selling you a taxi ride from point A to point B. And Tesla is not selling you a car. What they're selling you is they're selling you time. You could take Uber from one part of town to the other, and then you could fucking work on shit on your phone or talk or just, you know, you're buying yourself time. A Tesla, you get on the freeway and it's auto drive. You don't have to fucking do anything.
You just fall asleep.
Yeah, literally. And, you know, same with an airplane. Like, why drive, what would it take me, two, three days to drive to Chicago from Washington? Fucking fly that shit in a couple hours. 4 hours. I don't know. I've just been thinking about that lately. Like, time is the one unknown renewable resource we all want.
Time is the fire
in which we burn.
Yeah, and you'll have access to real airports that don't have monopolies, so
yes.
Prices will be legit.
I could literally fly from Bellingham to Juneau.
And I don't want to drive the stakes too deep into your heart, but it's going to be a lot cheaper for you to fly from Seattle to Juneau than it is for me to fly to Juneau to Seattle.
Oh, sure. No, I'm not. I'm not swearing off Juneau. And if you'll let me sleep between you and Kathleen, I'll probably come up and visit often.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So what are you most excited about in Bellingham / not Juneau? Uncapped internet.
Well, yeah, I'm uncapped internet at redonkulous, lightning-fast speeds.
Pretty girls not dressed in 30 layers.
I'll be happy when I can go to Pornhub and not actually have to wait for it to load. Yeah, it is a college town, so there'll be some girls walking around, but that's not exactly what I'm excited about. I'm excited about commerce. I miss shopping. Not that I buy a whole lot. I just miss it. Just walking around the mall. Comic books. There's like 3 or 4 comic book stores.
Damn.
But I can send you books now. Like fucking that Superman shit I wanted you to read. I'm excited about the Whole Foods. I know that's a silly thing, but I do really care about what I eat. Friends and family that I remember from high school are there.
Nice. Pretty close to the Canadian border.
It is very close to the Canadian border.
Oh, and doesn't Washington also have
also does have legal weed.
So we could do a legal Rocket Weed night. Rocket League weed.
I find it odd that you would want to do that.
Really?
Yeah. But okay.
I just think it would be funny, and we could do it. It doesn't matter that you're in another state.
You know what we never did do, and we really should have done?
The drunken
drunk parachuting.
We could do that for my birthday. That'd be kind of a celebratory sucking my dick.
You need to start. I know you haven't been parachuting as much as you used to, and I'm sure it's like riding a bicycle.
Oh, it is. I got Kathleen to play just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I made a male character on her GTA edition. So it's like a level one player. And I parachuted against people and I smoked them. And that's with, because it uses like your athletic skill to determine how well you can turn.
Yeah.
With the wind. And I just fucking smoked everyone. So I'm pretty good shape.
I don't know how you're
what
so
I need cool. to do is level up my liver. I haven't been drinking very much.
It'll make for a short show.
Bo's on the floor, and he still wins.
Bo, you've just beaten everybody at the Parachute Off 2016. You have any words? All right. Lost. That was Jerry Lewis.
Celebrity jerk off. For those not in the know, we do everything together in GTA, but a lot of times I like to leave it just on like either a high or a chill note. And parachuting, you know, there's like no, if you lose at parachuting, who gives a fuck? You just saw a pretty thing and fell through the sky. It was gorgeous in GTA. So a lot of times we'll end on that, and then you get a couple thousand back and make money. Buy more bullets.
I have noticed quite a few times in the last, I don't know, 7 days of people adding or favoriting or chatting with you on Twitter.
A couple of them, like, are No-Not
and
Ivan, who have turned into my favorite subscribers.
Yeah.
Because they comment on shit. Like, we have 600 subscribers, right? On Team Power Awesome Team. Our most commented video.
We have 600 YouTube subscribers.
Yeah. Okay. Our most commented video.
No big deal.
Has 500 comments.
Uh-huh.
The majority of our videos have like 5 comments.
Okay. It's really polite of you to say our videos, but you've done most of them.
It's Team Power Awesome Team, bro. There is no Boleen and Team. Yeah, I almost wanted to tweet the other day. Like a confession of editing all my videos in Windows Live Movie Maker.
Uh-huh.
But I realized I couldn't do that because 2 of the videos have actually legit editing software used. And those are the 2 that you edited.
That is one thing I'd like to do once we get settled is buy a new computer and updated video editing software.
And just send me a pirated copy.
Sure, buy a Mac. We'll see how that works.
No-Not, I think, just left a comment on one video randomly one time.
Uh-huh.
So I checked out his channel, found a video I kind of liked, left a comment, and then we subbed to each other, and he comments on almost every video. And then Ivan, who's Broken Monkey on YouTube, he comments on just about every video I make.
So, since you...
These are just random people on YouTube that I've bumped into, rubbed elbows with.
So how come you never, like, hook up with these guys and play with them?
Probably because they're... I'm not sure what Broken Monkey plays on, but I know No-Not is PC.
This is a good point for me to interject from our last podcast about Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
How all of our conversations, even though this was supposed to be a show about me leaving, like, all of our conversations return to GTA.
I did give No-Not an honorary invitation to be the member of Team Power Awesome Team who represented us on PC, but he said he's already a member of a gang, and I gotta respect that. A New Zealand crew. And I respect...
So his handle is No-Not New Zealand?
He's just a Kiwi.
I gotcha. I'll kind of miss this glacier, but it's going to be melted in a couple of years.
It'll be more retreated.
It's shocking how far it's gone in the 10 years I've been here.
Yeah.
Isaac says his father remembers when it was up to the observatory station thing.
That's possible. I remember it being past the waterfall. The waterfall was behind the face.
Wow.
And that didn't, like, even as a kid, that didn't make sense to me because the waterfall was carving a hole behind the face and then the water was coming out underneath of it.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't understand why that didn't fucking break off. Now it's not a problem.
No.
Like, even when I was in high school, it was literally at the waterfall just behind it.
Uh-huh.
I hiked out there one time and I walked up on the glacier with barefoot in December because the lake was frozen and I just walked from the lake up the glacier. Things you do when you're bored in Alaska.
So, the number one... I'm just going to take over here. The number one thing I'm going to miss up here are my friends.
And the blowjobs.
And the blowjobs. I'm going to miss...
Summers are nice.
Summers can be very nice up here. You know what? I am going to miss walking around downtown with all the tourists. I know a lot of the locals fucking hate that, but...
But you love getting ice cream and water.
I love getting ice cream. I love the culture. Side note here to the movers, thank you for not packing our cell phone chargers. They literally packed everything. Thank you for not packing the cell phone chargers. Respect. All right, so my friends, definitely going to miss my friends. Going to miss hanging out with all the tourists and all that cultured experience in the summertime.
Because I don't know Bellingham that well. How easy is it to just hop on a road and just sort of go into the forest? That's pretty fucking easy here.
It's easy there too. There's tons of parks.
Okay.
Dude, that would be fun. I would love to show you around. And let's not just say that it would be cool. Let's actually make this happen. Like, I would like for you to come down
and
visit.
We're young and in love. We can do long distance.
But if you come down, you gotta bring your PlayStation so we can play.
Okay.
All right.
Deal. Put that in my carry-on.
I'm gonna miss bonfires.
Yeah.
Especially at your house.
Yeah.
Barbecues. Especially at your house. I'm going to miss...
Late sun in the summers.
Yes. The long days in the summers are good.
Well, I guess you'll offset that by not being dark as fuck in the winter.
Or frozen as fuck.
Well, it's Washington, so you'll still get a little bit. Not the Alaskan dark.
Right. Let's go on to what I'm not going to miss.
Rain.
I'm not going to miss the rain.
Although it's...
No, that's not true. I am going to miss the rain because the rain in Washington is more like a mist.
Yeah.
This is actual rain up here, so that's not true.
Well, we get all kinds of rain up here.
Right. I'm not going to miss the customer service.
You should blog about the first, like, restaurant you go to that, like, actually fills your drink up when it's empty.
I am not going to miss... I'm not going to miss... For whatever reason, the city not taking care of the roads in the wintertime like they used to when I first got here.
I think it's because the winters have been so crappy. Like, if it's a bad winter, they're paying the crews constantly and the crews are prepared constantly. If it's a wimpy winter and then all of a sudden we get a huge blizzard, they're not prepared. They don't have the staff on staff.
Yeah, but that's like a decision that affects everybody. I mean, by not doing that, how many cars do I see in the ditch on my way to work every day? Quite a few.
Yeah, but it's also every time it snows, people become retards again on the roads. Like, if it's been sunny and it's clear pavement, no ice, people drive like it's summer, and then it's icy the next day, people forget.
These are all factors. Yeah. However, I'm still putting the blame on the city.
But you have your... I don't know Bellingham, but I know if it even looks like in the atmosphere there is snow, all of Seattle shuts down.
Right, but they shut down because they don't buy winter tires.
Gotcha.
That's a huge part of it.
Or Subaru.
And I can understand why they wouldn't. I mean, we can keep winter tires on our cars here all year round because the roads aren't very long. But down south, you'll melt your tires in a heartbeat. I'm not going to miss my job.
You've been through so many of them here. It's kind of amazing.
It's kind of crazy. Like, I failed upwards as far as the job market is concerned.
That has always impressed me about you, sir.
And
I've had, what, three jobs since I've known you? And yeah. You've had, I guess...
Three. Four. Coast Guard. I was the security officer there for a small stint.
And that's been what? Leona was an intern in 2009.
So Leona's. I think I was working at Wildflower during that time.
Yeah. When I first met you.
So I started at the computer company. I moved to the retirement home. Then I moved to the Coast Guard. Then I moved to the state. And yeah, I don't think I can ever. I didn't think that at the time either. Like, I didn't think I could do better than the job I had at the time. Like, I think down south, I'd probably, I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in job hunting for myself.
I like the idea of you just being a part-time, like, comic bookstore worker.
Yeah.
A, you're bringing in a little bit of revenue.
A little.
So you're not a completely kept man.
Right.
B, you're getting out of the house, so you're not completely kept man. C, you can ship me some free fucking comic books or you're a hoe.
Yeah. I will take full advantage of not only being able to ship you shit, but free comic book day.
That'd be rad. I miss just reading random comic books.
See if I could try it. Like, before I moved up here, you could go into a comic book store and they always put out solicits for what was coming out 3 months in advance. Mm-hmm. So you could have them pre-order shit for you if you wanted. So I can throw that in a box for you. So yeah, I'm sure I'll blog about I kind of started a blog on like the top 5 or top 10 things I love and hate about Juno. Chris called us up last week and he wants to throw a going away party this Saturday. And I'm mentioning that because of Batman versus Superman. Like, I don't know if Saturday's going to work, but Friday could. Sunday could.
You could also.
And even Monday.
Actually,
could.
Seeing if they'll actually pre-sell tickets to the opening night and actually just fucking braving the crowds.
Yeah.
I could wait in line again.
It's going to be downtown, I would imagine.
I'd imagine they've been doing that, which is weird. Well, I guess downtown has slightly more seats. The Valley one has more theaters, but fewer seats. So that's probably why they do that.
I don't know.
I think so. I think the downtown one.
Why would they build that theater in the Valley and not put stadium seating in? Maybe that's even less seats.
I think the Valley, the reason they redistributed, because the Valley used to be two screens, too, of a comparable size.
Mm-hmm.
The two that are right next to the concession stand on either side.
Oh, they expanded it.
Yeah, they expanded that extra hallway to have more movies, but fewer seats in those movie halls.
Gotcha.
And so I think that was the goal, is to have more variety. Because growing up, it was like, here's the one movie.
What was it? There's a thing on Slash Film, and I'm sure you probably read it because we read the same sites, but they were talking about a service that they want to introduce to allow people to watch theatrical release movies in their home the same day, and it would be like $50.
And it would just like
just a one time play. Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah. But imagine you're watching something like
Batman versus Superman.
And right when you're starting to yawn because Lex Luthor's on the screen, you can hit pause and go pee and then come back and unpause.
I think there'd be a lot of money in that, but it would be sort of just be like just like Uber and what's the bed and breakfast thing that's competing with hotels?
Airbnb.
There's going to be a lot of industry blowback to try and stifle it because the established industries are going to theoretically suffer. Although, realistically, like, I don't think Airbnb is actually cutting into hotels that hard.
Okay.
But it's a different industry and it's starting to make money.
But the reason you and I like this idea is
because we have better fucking TVs and better fucking sound.
Yes.
And better fucking seats.
Yes. But even if that wasn't the case, let's say...
And I can have an open beer bottle.
Right. But let's say you live down south. Okay,
wait,
so...
what?
Yeah. Where the screen thing...
They lost the war.
If you live down south where the TV screen being better than the movie theater isn't an actual thing anymore.
Yeah.
So then what you're dealing with is...
I don't even think they have high def here, honestly.
No.
Like, I think the signal going into the projector might be high def.
Oh, yeah.
But the screen, projector
yeah,
is not.
No.
What movie was that we watched? Was it Captain America or something? Where you literally could see, like, it was being in high def. Every new shot, you could see the high def photo, and then it would just, like, dissolve and be brighter or lighter.
But the other reason we hate going to the movie theater is, even if it's not a release day, somebody is either talking or yelling or throwing their fists or got their cell phone on or their kid is crying in an R-rated movie. And that's the other reason why you don't go here in Juneau. So, you know, if I can...
I fucking hate full theaters here. I almost never go to openings because of that.
Yeah, but now we kind of have an incentive to because we like podcasting about it. We have more fun podcasting after the fact than actually seeing the movie. But, you know, for $50, if we can watch Batman versus Superman at home, you know, and the four of us get together and the four of us, you know, pitch in $5. My God. My God.
Definitely would.
Speaking of wood.
Super easy if it was like on a PlayStation downloadable thing.
Yeah.
That'd be rad.
Yeah. Did you read about the 4.5 they're talking about?
Is it going to be like a software? I read
headlines, so I didn't actually read content. I did exactly. And the headlines are that a minor update to the PlayStation 4 would be 4.5, giving it 4K output.
Oh, cool. I don't think my TV could take
it. Your TV can't. My TV can't. But my new one probably will. Speaking of morning wood and 4.5, could we go to Safeway real quick?
Sure.
Thanks.
Do you know what I think they should do with the PlayStation? Going back, do you remember the Sega's first upgrade when they had, what was it, the little, instead of inserting a disc, you actually inserted the whole upgrade? It was like the next big Sega.
Oh, yeah.
I think PlayStation 4 should do that with their USB ports. You just plug in more, you know, drivers or whatever the fuck they need to run more faster. Better, stronger, fitter.
You know, it's not necessarily the processor in the PlayStation 4 that's the problem. It's the graphics processor. And you can't upgrade a graphics processor through plugging in some fancy hardware through a USB port is the downside. Now, honest to God, Bo, should the next version of Red Dead Redemption or Grand Theft Auto come out and it's simultaneously released on the PC... Fuck your car. Fuck your... Hold this. God damn it. Fucking... God.
I got a picture. You should do some kind of Juneau picture that's like, this is really fucking beautiful, easy place to get to in Juneau, and can contrast that and compare it to it. This is a really fucking easy and beautiful place to get to in Bellingham.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, Juneau has a Mendenhall Glacier. That's pretty much that and the brewery are the staples of town.
I could do something like that. I've got plenty of Juneau photos on my blog that I've written about in the past. So there's that, and then I've just got tons of photos, period. But, anyways, should Red Dead Redemption or GTA 6 come out for the PC simultaneously, I will seriously have a conversation with you. Because, first of all, I want to play with you. So if it's console, it's console. That's fine. But I would... like to have a serious conversation with you about building a PC together so that we can take advantage of all that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're there to help me, I know the costs really aren't that different. To me, it's the upkeep of a PC because my PC at home is a word processor with internet.
Yeah.
I think I bought it in 2006 or some shit.
Well, the upkeep of a gaming PC... at least for the foreseeable, let's say 10 years or 10 years plus, you could upgrade individual components without having to rebuy the whole thing like you do with a console. I get the idea of a console. I get the enjoyment out of it, but...
Just for me, I'm lazy and I fucking love my huge TV, you know?
You know, I've seen YouTube videos of gamers who talk about that, and they plug their consoles into computer monitors that are small, purposely, like 20 inches, because the time it takes your eye to travel from one corner to the next could cost you your life.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. I don't know if you've seen our videos, but, you know... When the shit hits the fan, I want to be confident. I don't want to be retarded.
Yeah.
But that's about... I'm willing to be a casual gamer at that.
Sure.
Because most of our videos are us using the game in creative and unique ways.
Yes.
And making jokes to ourselves.
But I believe your efficiency at something simple as the Rockstar editor. would... I believe your time...
Oh, yeah, I'm not an efficient editor. I might try and pump out a video. So, I didn't show this to you, but you saw my many fails of doing the stunt on that one bridge.
Yes.
The suspension bridge. One of the fails, I do an epic, huge jump, and I smash into an NPC's car.
Uh-huh.
And I was showing Kathleen, just on the raw footage, the NPC yells at me and flips me off. So I think I might try and edit that into just like a short something stupid, like a 30-second clip like we used to do.
NPC rage.
Well, I think I'm going to call it like Dare to Dream, and yeah, it's going to be like inspirational music of like a boring person stuck in traffic, the guy, and then me driving on, contrast that with me driving on the suspension bridge, doing an epic flip and like literally disappearing into the horizon, flipping backwards.
Oh, dude.
And then cut it so that it's me landing on his hood and him flipping me off.
Could you work in, like, is there like segments in the radio stations where they're like, that you could cut from, like, are you sick of sitting in traffic? Are you, you know?
You could lift that from like other people's YouTube videos, but I think, and those are probably from PC, but when you record with the PlayStation, it deliberately doesn't save the radio, I think. And the radio that you can put into your videos is just the music.
Oh.
You can't, like, just turn on and...
Well, what about... I'm sorry, my head just went through 1,000 ideas.
No?
We could do the whole... that song from Office Space. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. You know, just cut to that. And I could put an audio filter on it so it sounds like it's coming out of his car tweeters. See... That's cool, because I would like to take, God, we used to do, but, you know, we both had an idea, we both went with it, and then we just picked the best result.
Here's the thing, too, is I could probably export, like, a version of that video that you want to fuck with to our YouTube, and then you could fuck, like, download it and fuck with it.
Is that locked in to like that on the PC too, that you have to update?
Oh, well, the PC, you can go into like the game files and find your videos and then just steal them out that way.
Gotcha.
And I don't know why Rockstar's being a dick about on PlayStation you only can export your Rockstar edited videos. You can only upload them, you can't export them to your thumb drive.
They really are pushing even the Snapchat fucking
The Snapmatic contests. Yeah, but their contests are fucking gay. It's all about the new downloadable content.
Yeah.
It's always, win 50 GTA bucks if you take a picture of your lowrider.
Yeah.
We don't even give a shit about lowriders.
No, we don't. You know, and I don't even give a shit about the VIP missions. Although, maybe if we were playing more often, we would.
If we were playing more often, it'd be fun variety.
Yeah.
But none of us are VIPs.
Yet.
And for most of the time, we just like log in to just sort of like see a sunset and fly around.
Yeah.
And the VIP missions are usually just, oh, look, a clusterfuck. Everyone's killing everyone for the 30 minutes or whatever. Which is fun. But I like that it's trying to contain the clusterfucks of people killing each other, like giving them a purpose and an area so you can like be like, nope, not going over there.
Yeah.
So all the assholes who want to kill people can go over there and I can be off in the mountains with my motorbike. Or participate if I want to, if I'm feeling like
a dick. I would love to be able to turn off, I think it's called gang attacks. Like, you're just hanging out at the airport. I would love to be able to turn that shit off on a private
session.
Especially
the middle airport. Like, there's so many gripes about that because you literally can't go and get your aircraft at the middle airport without spawning a gang attack half of the day.
Yeah.
Although we have taken advantage of the gang attacks at our subport multiple times.
Yeah. That's different, though. That's spawned by aggression. That's not just automatic.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're at the airport, it'll just turn on.
The southern airport? Los Santos airport? Or the middle one?
The middle one.
Yeah, I don't even know
what. Or even
North one.
Is it Sandy Shores?
The little strip airfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them have shitty gang attacks. I will miss, because you and Hannah are some of our closest friends.
Aww.
And you are some of the closest friends that tend to be like, oh, hey, we're a couple miles away. We're just driving to your house and walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's like the ultimate level of friendship is like, we just walked in your house. We're bored. And we know you're home. Hello. you know, you're not like having to set play dates or whatever. You know, you just came by. And I'll miss that for Sheezy.
You know what I'm going to miss? And I actually miss now, D&D.
I'm sure there are groups, and you can use the internet and Reddit.
Right.
You can find them.
But I do like playing with you and Kathleen.
It's finding a good group, not a bunch of just social rejects.
So, I wanted to add that one of the other things I'm not going to miss about Juneau is the shitty third world country rate internet that they have here.
Yeah, well, it's not so much the internet is third world, it's the companies that sell you the internet are just dickheads.
In every respect of the word, they are. I mean, they laid down a fiber cable between Seattle and Juneau, okay? This is a cable, I don't know how much you know this, I'm not trying to be a dick.
I read it about it when it got severed.
It got severed. It just emits light.
Right.
So if you could turn on a light, that's how much it costs them to send fucking data through the fucking internet. And yes, it got severed. What was it last year? Last
it was
summer?
A couple years ago.
Okay.
Like 2-3.
All because they never finished the infrastructure. And the infrastructure says you're supposed to have some redundancy come into the capital city of Alaska.
Second largest city.
But because they didn't have that redundancy, not only was I, you, and everybody else out of internet for fucking...
I wasn't out of internet.
You were, because... Of...
I was the company that still had its data not severed. So the other company had to, like, buy space from the other company.
Here's how I think it works. GCI pulls their data from Anchorage, who pulls their data from Seattle, where ACS pulls right from Seattle. They have not been able to sign an agreement so that that's a loop of life, basically, you know? Fuck. But AT&T took a hit because of that, too. All our cell phones were without shit. Anyways, I'm getting angry.
It happens.
God damn it. I forgot. It's going to beep. God! Fuck your car.
But seriously, if you meet like Josh in Chicago, right?
Yep.
You totally should give him the TPAT login so that he could theoretically, if he wanted to, ever, if he's ever like, hey, something awesome just happened.
Okay.
Video game, he could theoretically upload it as Team Power Awesome Team.
I'd
if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird because, you know, it's not his sort of anymore, but it would be hard. I don't know.
You know, anytime I log in, which hasn't been off very often.
He's usually
recently,
playing something.
Right, but I send him a direct tweet. I'm like, hey, I'm GTAing if you want to join. Same with Jason. Yeah. You should do that.
And Jason
too
can have the password,
yeah,
too. Because, you know, a video that gets 30 views is 30 more views than nothing.
Jason to me is like any character from Silicon Valley. Like, you know, that's like the life he's living, and it's so fun to listen to him. I saw the trailer for season 3, and it did not make me laugh. Which either means...
The faceplant made me laugh.
Which means...
When he leaned on the desk and ate shit.
But I guess I just didn't put the good stuff in the trailer, I hope.
Well, and you're behind a season, aren't you?
Oh my god, I'm behind 2 seasons. I haven't even seen all of the first season.
Oh my god. So I think some of it is you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So the setup for the joke is missing a little bit.
What is the Pied Piper app, though? What does it do?
He invented data compression sort of accidentally. He thought he was doing it for music, but it turns out he sort of made a compression algorithm that's fairly universal.
Mm-hmm.
And very almost lossless. And then he doubled down on it again and made it even better.
Nice.
But the funny part is that they're completely incompetent. They should have just sold their company and made millionaires. But they're trying to run their company.
Yeah, I gathered that from the trailer, yeah. Which you would think would be easy enough.
Chortle on my balls. Well,
I can help program you.
The problem is like in any industry, the people who have already made it are going to claim that they made it, or sue you, or try and shut you down, or try and invent it before you actually release it, you know? Mm. So it's all that kind of legal shit, but it's really hard to make it on the scene because you'll get sued by other people that have already made it, saying that you borrowed this from us, or you were legally working on this product while on the clock for us.
Right. I hear you.
Kind of like,
oh shit, I shouldn't have left that up there. Fuck. Thanks, Robbie. Well, I mean, should we just end like this and then I'll pick up in Bellingham?
Sure.
All right.
If it must be doing anything else, we'll see each other again before you leave.
Sure. I'm Yoshi, and I'm joined by my very good friend, Isaac. Say hi.
Hello, my bitches.
Isaac, I want to apologize because I've wanted you to record for me, be on my show, like that's that important, but I've wanted you to be on it since we did it, and it just hasn't worked out. Either do a trailer trashing with Bo and I, or do a Transformers Classics review, which we still could do over Skype in the future.
We did do those special recordings, but you told me those wouldn't go public.
So. Well, I don't think just grunting and heavy breathing is material for the masses. And I'm getting ready to leave Juneau. I wanted to get you on here finally, and I wanted to just say goodbye, and thanks for being such an awesome friend, and I hope that one day in the future I'm able to repay all the good things you've done for me in a manner that does not require semi-nude bedwall pictures.
But that's my favorite repayment method.
I know. I'm just not... Look, I'm not quite cut the way I need to be for those to be accidentally leaked onto the internet.
I got you. Well, that's kind of a sad intro to a podcast. I'm leaving goodbye. I mean, I knew this day was coming. No, I thank you. And I will miss you. I have always enjoyed being able to talk real shit with you.
You've been the one friend who has only with minor harassing listened to me on transmissions, listened to my own podcast, give me serious critique, given me the totally not afraid to give me negative feedback so that I don't be a complete dick to everybody on the internet. And the conversations we've had, especially from transmissions, like, you get deep into those comic reviews and whatnot, and it's just, aside from that, you've been the friend that that showed me around Juneau when I got here. You've been the friend that helped me move multiple times. You've put up with a phenomenal amount of shit from my end, and I'm not joking, and I'm not trying to be like,
you're right. Why do I?
It's a good question. I have no fucking clue.
So you've been in Juneau how many years total?
10.
10 years. And you've probably lived in at least 4 places in those 10 years. Three or four houses?
Three places, yeah. I don't know if
you can help me. Does that include the time you were camping out in the office?
God, I remember when you were driving the little Geo Metro.
I love that car.
And we would just, you know, I don't know you very well. We're driving around, and you just throw that thing into a spin on an icy day, and I'm freaking out. And you're like, I do it all the time. It's fine.
I loved that car. It was like playing Mario Kart every second on the road in the winter.
Yeah. Down to the sound effects you'd make for throwing a turtle shell at the person in front of us. So, I've been asked this question, but I'm going to rephrase it for you. What do you think I'm going to miss about the capital city of Juneau?
You know,
capital city.
Well, I guess I would like to say you're going to miss the group of friends you built here, right?
Yes.
I don't know if your listeners in podcast land know. Well, certainly they don't know personally what an incredible game master you are. But I know that your gaming group is going to miss you. And I have been proud and pleased to be a part of that group for the last several years. I appreciate that. Thank you. What you will miss, I don't know. You're going to miss the fresh, clean air here. that's unbeatable anywhere.
True.
You're going to miss cold water coming out of the tap that tastes great and is drinkable, right? Anywhere else you go, you're going to be drinking filtered or treated water.
Right.
Or bottled water. And so,
which is filtered and treated.
Yeah. You know, but really, I guess, you know, if you like the view of green trees, if you like precipitation in prodigious amounts, if you like seeing girls wearing prom dresses with shit-kicker rubber boots on.
Right.
That's, you know, those are some of the highlights, I guess.
Right. Well, I had a similar thing with Bo. We were driving around talking about, you know, doing a goodbye. And the first thing I said was, my friends, I'm going to miss my friends. I'm going to miss game mastering. I've been missing game mastering, but definitely going to miss Dungeons & Dragons, Swords & Wizardry, fucking putting you guys in perilous situations with two white dragons and somehow you talk your way out of that shit. Definitely good times.
Well, you know, you don't have to give up those hobbies. You'll just be doing it with a different group of people. You have to find the right group, or we'll have to experiment with actually pulling that off via, like, a, you know, web
virtual tabletop software.
Virtual tabletop, yeah. It'd be fun to try. But certainly, Juno has... There definitely is, a certain artistic bent in the minds of some people here, you know, like indie plays and indie theater and stuff like that, you know. I mean, certainly you're not going to miss the lack of, like, the real civilization in terms of having choices for shopping, having choices for movie theaters, you know, having... not having to pay, like, an arm and a leg and your left nut to go to a movie.
Right.
Those that, are things
where the,
you
where the
miss,
screen
yeah.
quality is not as good as my home TV.
Right.
You know.
I'm sure you'll, you know, you can call us and brag about how you have, like, real internet connection.
Yeah.
From down south, but...
I'll have had the conversation with you and hung up and the phone will just be ringing on your end. Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking... better for something that resembles a step up from third world internet service.
Now, you know, the place here, yeah, I haven't been there, so I know there probably are places where you can go out and go hiking,
yeah.
but not right outside your back door.
Right.
But then again, you don't have to worry about bears coming up to your back door.
This is also true. You know, a lot of the place, like we're leaving in 4 days. Still haven't locked down a place to move into, which is scary. But, you know, Bellingham's filled with extended stays. So, I mean, we won't be homeless, but it would have not been nice to have had something locked in. And we still may get something locked in. But a couple of places I'm looking at now literally have a city or state park in the backyard. So we could, the places I've looked at, you could literally hop our fence and there's the park.
And go hiking.
And go hiking. But that's not been a strong thing of mine anymore. It's not like I came here for the scenery, though. You know, we're driving to lunch right now, and it's, we've got snow-kissed mountains. We've got the ocean on one side. It's fucking gorgeous up here, which is definitely a plus. And to anybody that moves to Juneau, I would never detour them, especially if they're young, because to me and for me, Juneau has been an exceptional place to save money. We've built up a nice little savings. And if that's your goal, by God, move up here because there's nothing to fucking spend your money on. Especially after that initial investment in furniture and video game console.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're good.
You got your chair and your PS4 and your TV, right?
And you know, I will say Dungeons & Dragons, huge, you know, it was like, what? I spent a little bit too much money on that game, but essentially 3 books, what, 60, 80 bucks tops,
right.
And for 3 years we ran a game. For 3 years, that was my hobby. I didn't have to spend money on anything.
I have to say, you have more miniatures collected than anybody I know. Did you sell those? Oh, my. And you didn't give me first crack at those?
I still have some left over I could give you first crack at, but...
Tell me you sold those to, like, Dan and Ginny, and then I will still see them when we play.
Did not. I sent them to a up-and-coming kids who were really into D&D.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's keeping the hobby rolling for another generation.
That's right. That's how good. I have to look at it. Otherwise, I'd be in the corner holding my knees crying. God, the amount of money I spent on that hobby. And it was to learn that I didn't even need the miniatures, you know?
That you could do just as well with Lego figures or
I kept my gelatinous cube because I love my gelatinous cube.
Well, and some of them, you know, like there's really nothing quite as visceral for the experience as being able to plunk down a huge ass dragon figure.
Yeah,
it's easy to imagine the character figures in the forest here and the goblin that's nameless and faceless that you're gonna mow down anyway.
Right.
But when you have a big boss fight and there's something in front of you on the table, that helps kind of kick up the excitement a little bit.
Yes.
We're kind of rambling all over the place.
That's part of this. What do you think?
You'll miss the getting paid to live in Alaska every year.
So, for those who don't know what the PFD is, it's the permanent fund dividend. And what that is they set up, was it in the 70s or the 80s?
It was the late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
Legislature set up they had the idea to, when they lease off oil rights on state land, instead of just taking that money and lining their own pockets like the previous generation of legislators had done.
Right.
They decided to set up a permanent fund that would essentially reinvest that money for the economic future of Alaska. And so since the 80s, every citizen of Alaska who qualifies and applies has received a dividend from the earnings that fund grows every year. And so last year it was just under $2,000 a person.
Right, and I think the year before that it was like $3,200?
It was high. It was 1970.
Was it?
Something, yeah. In 2008 it was like $3,200.
Right. So those were some of the highest ones. I don't know that I've lived here where it's been under $1,000 though.
No, well, it's been nice, right?
So it has been nice. But what they don't tell you,
it's not like you can live on that, but it's a nice bonus.
Right.
Come October.
It is a very nice bonus. I mean, there's a lot of sales around here for cars and airline tickets. Fuck you, Alaska.
Costco
big screen TVs. What they don't tell you, at least what's not prominent, which is not using the blink tag on the website, is that, hey, you're going to get taxed on this shit at the end of the year.
Yes.
So don't spend every penny.
And it's a good idea, you know. Well, I guess this is just me talking. Don't spend it before you get it, right? But that's just sound economic advice anyway.
Right.
Because I actually worked at the PFD division of the state processing applications and stuff for several years. We would very often get people who called in. They found out that for whatever reason they hadn't qualified or their application had been denied because they hadn't met the residency requirements or something for a given year. And they would literally call and say, but I already spent that money. Well, you didn't have it yet. You were hoping to get it. But, you know, I can't give you financial advice. Consult with your lawyer or your accountant. But if you already spent the money you didn't have, you might want to rethink, you know, you're going to now have to resell it.
You got
big screen
problems.
TV for less than what you got for it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll give you $100 for it right now. No, I can't do that.
That's fine.
Conflict of interest.
I'll miss the money. I'll miss the friend. What won't I miss?
What won't you miss? You won't miss getting like a nice couple of days of snow and then like a super cold temperature drop where it all turns to sheet ice.
Yeah.
And then it warms up enough to rain on top of it.
Right.
So literally, no matter what you're driving, you feel like you're playing Mario Kart. That's
right.
Not always exciting.
No. It's never exciting.
You won't miss the 100-plus inches of rain a year.
Right.
Well, unless you're in a place where you end up paying for water because it's kind of desert-like.
Uh-huh.
You won't miss the jackass drivers here in town because that's... I don't know what it is, but... What else?
Why haven't they revoked your wife's license? That's what I want to know.
Oh, you know, very nearly revoked my son's license.
Uh-huh.
You've talked about that. Won't miss exorbitant prices for entertainment in town. Like, and we've had this conversation too before. Like, what, as much as Juneau kind of, there is sort of a sense of cultural flair here. Like, there's independent theater, there's activities like the fashion show that your wife's participated in every year, stuff like that. But it's stuff is priced so high that whenever there's like a legitimate, what could be like a big ticket cultural event,
yeah,
it just seems like they're trying to literally squeeze blood out of it. You know, there was a concert here, like, I don't even remember who it was. Toby Keith came up and did a concert.
Oh, really?
And it was, the ticket prices were just outrageous, right? And,
I guess that must have been before my time. I remember, and I don't know how familiar you are with this band, but growing up in Seattle, what was it, the Presidents of the United States of America came up here, and we went to go see that show. Oh, God, I want to say the cover price was $10 or $12 just to get in, and we got the tickets ahead of time, and it was a fun show, but you could tell that the sound system in the venue was subpar because of it was really hard to understand the vocals, and it wasn't anybody's fault except the venue for having just a shitty sound system.
Well, this is coming from somebody, you are a discerning taste when it comes to sound, right? You're probably the only person I've ever met who can hear the difference between 128-bit encoded sound and it, what, like 116.
Sure. I think I'm a little bit better at telling the difference between, I think what you're referring to is MP3s and FLAC or a CD and a record. And like it's my stupid superpower is that you could play a song for me and just about 10 times out of 10, I can tell you what format you're playing it to me in.
Wow. You know, I haven't ever actually played that game, but that seems like it'd be cool. You will miss the Island Pub because they make the best steak sandwiches in town.
I will miss the Island Pub. It was the first place when I came up here for the job interview originally that brought me up here. It was the first place Chris took me to eat. Okay. And he said, I'm not even worried about the job interview because if you fucking hate the job, you're going to stay for these damn sandwiches. And back then, Isaac, way back 10 years ago, they had a separate room in the Island Pub where gentlemen, discerning gentlemen such as ourselves, could go in, eat our sandwich, and smoke a cigar. Since then, they've passed a city ordinance that you're not allowed to smoke indoors. And, you know, a lot of the people feel like that would entice people to go out more. But honestly, I go out less now because I can't smoke my cigar.
Well, so, okay, but you're not an everyday smoker. You like to occasionally smoke a cigar with a good dinner. Or, you know, after
because,
a game of golf.
Because of the situation, yes. But, you know, when the Island Pub was open, Chris and I were coming here 2-3 times a week and smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they've definitely lost my money.
The converse of that is that, well, and because I'm not a smoker and I don't enjoy the smell of cigarette smoke, right?
Pussy.
Well, that's an entirely different kind of smoke. We want to go that direction with this conversation. I enjoy being able to go to a restaurant, and because of Juneau City Ordinance, right, I know that no restaurant in town is a smoking restaurant.
Right.
So it's, you know, the air's clean, and that's nice. I have to say I'm cracked up and a little distracted by we've just pulled up to a spot that there's – so I'm looking at somebody's backyard. They've got a cool little chicken coop, which is cool, and a sign that says beware of attack chicken. And suddenly the only thing I can think of is I bet we could go over there and open that thing and really mess with those birds. I want to see how attacking the attack chicken is.
I've never seen these chickens outside this really small coop. Like, these are clearly not free range chickens. you don't want to eat
Good
these
point.
Eggs. All right, let's go eat and maybe we'll record some more later.
With our mouths full.
Yes.
Of hot steamy meat.
Yes.
That's a teaser.
So you fucking left me.
This I left you, bro.
You left
this
me.
This is the start of a new podcasting relationship on the internet line. It's not. Hopefully it's not sounding too terribly different.
Well, I mean, we're probably going to reach my bandwidth limit because of you.
You think?
Yeah.
We can't give each other handies while we're recording anymore.
Yeah, seriously. Hand jobs have gone down to tube since you've left.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like I've been gone for what, a month and change?
I don't fucking know.
You tell me. Do you miss me?
Yeah.
Aww.
Who else is Transformers am I going to play with?
Oh,
nobody.
I don't know. You have your one Transformer you can play with.
It's true. So you left me.
Yes, sir.
What month was that?
March. End of March.
And it
March
is now
27th-ish.
Beginning of April? No, it's just May 4th. Today is May 4th. Fourth day.
Today is the fourth day. I've been trying to post a lot of Star Trek pictures to show my solidarity.
Have you even watched the new Star Wars?
Yes, I did finally see it. I saw it in the middle of April.
What do you think?
Okay, if I turn my brain off, it's a decent story.
Better than the Star Trek reboots?
Oh, anything's better than the Star Trek reboots. Although just barely, because you could tell that they wanted to put lens flares in this one. You could tell.
Your lack of lens flares is a complaint because you could tell that he wanted to?
No, it's just, cause, well, here I am saying it's better than the Star Trek movies, and then I'm realizing the same guy directed the Star Trek movies.
Right.
So,
which is why.
But, you know, those Star Trek movies, I really feel were like his resume or his audition tape to record to do Star Wars.
Yeah, he's definitely a Star Wars fan, not a Star Trek fan, yeah. Which is why there's like no science in Star Trek anymore.
Right. It's obvious. But, you know, it was a decent flick. It would have been nice to have Luke say something. Spoilers. But,
yeah.
No, I mean, there were moments. Bad. I chuckled here and there.
Yeah. I just think as far as 70s and 80s reboots go in this modern era, it's one of the best. And one of the complaints is that it's too much like A New Hope, but sort of like the Transformers movies of Michael Bay. They're just shit because they just shit all over the previous canon, you know.
I really feel like a lot of the reason why this movie is so acceptable is because they kept the visual aesthetics of the original three.
Yeah.
Whereas that's what the biggest problem was with the prequels.
Oh, the visual aesthetics, the storytelling was crap, Jar Jar Binks was crap. The lightsabers were good.
Right. Like, the closer the visuals are to the original, the shittier the story can be. Like, you know, it has to have one of those. It can't have a good story and look like crap. Nobody's going to watch it.
Right.
And it can't be a shitty story with shitty visuals, because then you just have what you have. But that's why this story can be so forgivable, because the visuals were on point.
I thought the story was fine for a starting of a new thing.
Right.
Anyways.
I'm interested to see the next one. Yeah. This has nothing to do with the move and what this podcast is about.
But now we can finally talk about Star Wars, because you hadn't fucking seen it in forever.
Right.
So you left. It's been nice weather down there. So you probably don't miss the rain.
No.
How's the internet in America?
The internet in Juneau is... All right. So just to give everybody a baseline, I was paying $103 a month for 7 megabytes down, unlimited.
Which wasn't really unlimited, though, was it? Or was it?
No, it was unlimited.
Okay,
was.
You had true unlimited. True unlimited. I have basically a slow lane I get put into after the bandwidth is reached.
Right. Here, I am paying $30 a month for 25 megs down and 5 megs up. And every speed test I have done puts me closer to 30 megs down.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, and here I am, you know, doing a video chat call with you. I still have to set up my TV and start playing some Grand Theft Auto and taking advantage of this shit.
Yes, so, you do.
I know. I need a TV stand and I can get it going. That's what I'm shopping around for. And
TVs can sit on the floor, bro. TVs can sit on your box. You have boxes. Put a TV on a box.
But you remember I have a bunch of shit hooked up to my television. I need the stand. It's also motivation to put everything away. Like, that's my, like, I'll put everything away, and then regardless of how expensive the stand is, I'm buying one. Whereas right now I'm, like, kind of frugal shopping.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm just going to start talking. The absolute worst thing about moving has been... the fucking gutless, heartless, soulless bastards at Windermere Realty. None of the realtors here or renting housing companies would talk to us until we got here. So we got here and we stayed for 4 days in an extended stay. And we had to physically show ourselves to these renting companies. Craigslist was not helpful. I mean, I'd much rather rent from an owner than from a realtor. But after 4 days, the fourth day being April 1st, they finally agreed to rent to us. We flew through the credit checks. We found this shithole. And they said, all right, we need the deposit. Went, okay, pull out my checkbook. And like, no, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm writing you a check for the deposit. And they said, no, we need a cashier's check. So are you fucking serious? And they said, yeah. I said, you've seen our credit, right? You know this isn't a bad check, right? We can call the bank right now and show you that I got the money. No, we need a cashier's check.
Ugh.
Go down, get a cashier's check that costs $10 to make.
$10? Mine's yeah. $2. Damn.
Who's your bank?
Alaska USA Federal Credit Union. It's probably because it's a federal credit union.
Probably. I go back to the fuckers at Windermere. I hand them the cashier's check, and they said, great, now we need the first month's deposit. Pull out my checkbook, and like, what are you doing? I'm like, are you fucking serious? I was just at the bank. Are you fucking serious?
Cool.
And the morons they've got running the front desk are just that. They're just a blank stare. This is what it requires. You fucking cocksuckers. I don't have much of a choice. Go back to the bank $10 later, bring back the cashier's check, give us the keys. We then go from Windermere to the ferry because our cars are coming off the boat. We get our cars off the boat. We come here to the house, unload the cars in like 2 hours, and then we hightail it to Vancouver, Washington to go visit my wife's family for a couple weeks. So we've been in this, I mean, we've been just exploring a lot of shit, but the movers came on 25th of April. So our stuff was gone. I mean, we didn't have anything for a good month and a half, good month and change. So we've just been unloading boxes since then as much as we can, when we can. So the renting experience has been the shitfall of being in America again.
So but the benefit is the price is cheaper than what you're used to.
Yes, the price is cheaper. Dude, there are grocery stores that would make your jaw drop.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one place here where they get, it's massive, but all of the produce and all of the meats are local.
Sweet.
You know, and you know, that just like in Juneau, but it's much bigger here, you got your organic, grass-fed, and then your non-organic stuff. And it is dirt cheap. It is fucking dirt cheap. There was something the other day that I was sodas. Sodas would drive you nuts, dude. They are cheaper here.
Oh my God. I believe it. It's fucking $2 for a 20-ounce soda here. Easy.
Yeah.
If not $2.50.
But yeah, this place where we do a good portion of our shopping is dirt cheap. Whole Foods opens next week, and I'm excited to check them out. That won't be cheap, but I'm excited to check them out.
So you can be a pretentious shopper?
Yes. I can be that fucker. I found a grocery store that carries Raven's Brew coffee.
Whoa.
So I'm not going out without my coffee. I got my coffee, pretty stoked about that.
Thanks.
Last week, I went downtown and just explored, starting at the comic book store because I know where that is. And every time I go in there, the kid that's behind the counter, somebody new is working there. And he's like, dude, that's the guy from Alaska. Go say hi.
Nice.
Yeah. And so dude, we got your books. Famous. We got your books here. I'm like, cool. I'm still new in town and I want to explore your store. So hang on to those for 5 minutes and let me walk around. So I walk around and I find something like that X-Men book we're going to read and whatnot.
Right.
There is downtown, there is an, the closest thing I can describe it is like Juno's Nickelodeon movie theater.
Okay.
Except you can drink booze in this movie theater.
And, nice. Game changer.
Yeah. So you got your choice of beers and wines and popcorn. And Hannah and I went and saw
Fancy.
Everybody Wants Some, which is the Link. I forget his name, but he did Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
So this is a Dazed and Confused movie taking place in the 80s instead of the 70s. Mm-hmm. Funny as hell. Funny as hell. See it if you can. There's a bunch of coffee shops down there. We found an organic street fair market. Oh. They do like a farmer's market every week.
Sweet.
Yeah. Huge music stores, places that still sell CDs and records.
Whoa.
Yeah. Weed is legal here, so there's a lot of pipe shops.
Is it legal? Do they have dispensaries yet? Because we don't. It's legal here, but there's no legal way to buy it.
I've got a dispensary half a mile from where I live.
Nice.
I haven't gone in it. I'm a little nervous about that. You can apparently buy it to your heart's content. You just can't publicly smoke it. You have to smoke it in a private setting.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people are buying the fluids for the vape smokers.
Blah.
And they're doing it that way.
Douchey. Sorry, vapes are for douches.
That's cool. It's pretty here in Bellingham. You can see Mount Rainier. You can see mountains and stuff. You can't see them like pretty much in Juneau. Anywhere you stand, you can see something awesome. You kind of have to do one of these leans, and then you can see it from somewhere.
How's the traffic?
Doesn't bug me. Nice. It would have bugged me 5 years ago, but I'm just like, it's fine. I take Hana to work every morning. I pick her up every night.
Because Juneau has its rush minute. That's about it.
That's it. Yeah, that's not how it is here, but it's not bad here. Like, I give the person in front of me enough space that I'm constantly getting cut off, but fuck it, it's fine.
Better to be nice and let that happen.
Yeah.
That's how I drive, too.
We have an IMAX theater.
Oh.
I know, dude. The tickets are cheap. Anytime you come down, we will make a movie work. Just, and 2D, but you just let me know. We can make this happen.
Cool.
I've probably seen a dozen Teslas.
Nice.
And here's the thing about a Tesla. Like,
I think there's one in town.
I'll be walking downtown. Somebody will get out of their Tesla in the middle of the street and start walking away. And then the Tesla will parallel park itself. And the only way that that's kick-ass is that the owner isn't looking back. Like, if the owner looks back, it loses its effect. But they just keep walking, man. They don't give a shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome. It's so nice to be around things and stuff. The mall here is so big, Dan and Jenny would be jealous at how many Targets there are everywhere.
Have you met anyone yet that follows you? Like you did Dan and Jenny in Juneau?
Not that way, not serendipitously. My friends apparently have been following me and never say anything about it. And they're like, well, didn't this happen? And I'm like, yes, how do you know this? And I'm like, well, we stalk you. I'm like, I did not know that.
It'd be nice if you told me.
It would have been nice. I can use the, pat on the back every now and then. The ego needs stroking.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I've had friends come up from Seattle. And some of them that live here in Bellingham. And everywhere in between.
Nice.
They're like, yo, she's in town.
Yeah, and you can drive to them.
I can drive to them. Or they can drive to me.
Yeah, that must be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the driving will be shitty in the winter? Like, I hear Seattle completely closes even if the snow doesn't hit the ground.
So here's a story. I was in, I'm going to assume this is the same. I was in Portland last Christmas, and I was driving my wife's sister's car because they were scared to drive in the dusting that was occurring. I'm like, I got this. And then I hit a hill in downtown Portland, and the car just stops. I mean, it just, the wheels are spinning and I'm not going anywhere. And I stopped the car, I rolled down the window and I looked at the tires, and it's not that they're bald, they're just not winter tires. You know, they don't need studs, you don't need much to get up this hill. But then I could see the traffic coming from behind me. So I kind of stick it in neutral and let the car do a 180. And I'm now going down a one-way street towards traffic. And I kind of just slide into a turn on level ground. And then we're okay. But it was, the entire family on her side was scared to death to drive. And I got us through the city by taking back streets. So yeah, I think because of the tires I got on the car, I'm fine. You know, if a dusting is taking everybody else out, it's probably more dangerous for me to be on the road because the other people aren't prepared for it.
Right.
But yeah, the city in a whole is just not prepared for it.
What else has happened? Did all your stuff arrive okay from the movers? The putting it on a shipping container?
Yep. Not a thing got broken. Not a thing.
Nice.
Everything was packaged really well. They packaged some things that they didn't need to package. Like, apparently if you leave garbage in your garbage bin, they're going to pack that for you. All of the pictures, all of the frames, none of the glass cracked, none of it broke. None of the collectibles got harmed. I haven't opened every single box, but I'd say 80% of them have been opened. So far, all's good.
Nice.
Yeah. There's just, you just have options. Like, my favorite band is coming to Seattle next month. That's
a local H?
Yeah, a local H is coming to Seattle. I have an option to go see him. Or I can wait and maybe Scott and I can go see him in Portland. Excuse me.
Nice.
Yeah. All the movie theaters here, even the Nickelodeon version, all have stadium seating.
Nice.
They are this drives me up the fucking wall, but here in Bellingham, it's very pro-bicyclist. I mean, they have apparently narrowed driving lanes or removed a driving lane to make sure that the bicyclists have enough room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing if you're me and you hate all bicyclists. It's another thing if you're going to create roads for bicyclists. And then it's a whole nother thing if the bicyclists use those roads but then refuse to address or follow street signals. Like, because they're a bike, right, they can get away with murder.
Right.
And we can save that conversation for another thing, because I fucking hate bicyclists. Hanna started calling them donor cycles.
Sign your donor card when you buy a bike. What do you miss about Juno?
You.
Aww.
You and Isaac.
Aww.
I miss being as close to the water as I was. I mean, I can still get to the water. I just miss being that close to the water. I don't miss the hospital. I don't miss the doctors. I don't miss the customer service. I don't miss work.
Are you looking?
No.
Still work?
Fuck no.
No?
No, I'm
try and get a job at that comic book store, bro. That'd be rad.
We'll see.
Then you'd have that expendable income to sink into the store.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of miss the glacier.
Yeah. Isn't it nice to just always have there?
Yeah.
Like, you can see it from most places.
Yeah.
T-Pat needs you, bro. I haven't been doing shit. Yeah.
I really want to play GTA. And I have a game Jason told me about that he wanted you and I to look into.
I'm down for doing other stuff. We need to get our channel, like, broken of the monolithic GTA-ness.
Agreed.
But you have to do it right with something good.
Let's see. I'm going to have to look it up, sir. I don't know where it is right off. Oh, I bet it's Broforce.
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 I think I heard something about that. I think that might have been a free game on the network. That
might have been. He was telling me we needed to get into it.
Sure. I'd log in, make a T-Pat presence.
People need to feel the awesome. Well, sir, in closing, I miss you dearly. I feel like the pluses outweigh the minuses of moving. Nice. Windermere fucking sucks. And
so Juno Real Estate has an advantage, that's it.
Yeah, they do have an advantage, though they do have a wait time. And I encourage you to come visit as cheap as the plane tickets are.
Yeah, trick is time. I just had an explosion in my auditorium that I might have to get fixed all summer.
You carve out the time. Fist bump.
Yep. Boop. I just fisted you, bro.
Yeah. It didn't hurt as much as I thought it would. I've been practicing.
It's the spit.
All right, buddy. It's nice talking to you.
Love you.
We'll do one of these again.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Uh-huh.